say to you because you feel not real and always do.
When it is gone, not long, I know you're wrong. I like you a lot, but it's not what you forgot. My heart is cool and true, what's it to you because you feel not real and always. And when you said you're fine, I didn't know your mind.
Somebody's staring, somebody's waiting.
My head against the door, your face is on the phone.
Somebody's saying something amazing.
I didn't know your kind, I didn't know your
mind. Somebody's staring, somebody's waiting.
I didn't know your mind, it's just a state of mind.
All right, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Now it is time for Mantis Cabinet, and that is my show, and I play awesome music. Up first is a band by the name of Motorpsycho. I just like that name, Motorpsycho, all one word. They released an album called The Death-Defying Unicorn. So badass. It's a concept album, a fanciful and fairly far out musical fable. This came out, I do believe, in February this past year. So just this year, really good stuff. And yeah, so this is The Hollowlands.
Say
All right, and that was Motor Psycho with The Hollowlands from their album The Death-Defying Unicorn, which was done with Motor Psycho. I'm going to butcher this guy's name, Stale Storloken. He, too, is from Norway. And as usual, any concept album needs a jazz band with them. So they have the Trondheim Jazz Orchestra. Perfect. That covers all your bases for a concept album. Good, good stuff. These guys have been around for ages with their first album. Well, not that. About as long as I have. Their first album came out in 91, and they've consistently released stuff about something every 1 to 2 years since then. Really good stuff. And yeah, so they're in Norway and started in 1989. Next up, we're going to stay in Norway for a little bit. And another awesome, awesome band name. I think it might have something to do with being from Norway. You just have awesome band names. This one is called the Samuel Jackson 5. Yes. Awesome, awesome name. When you Wikipedia it, there's no entry. And there's history of someone putting an entry on it. But each time it's been deleted because there is no importance or significance of the subject. Apparently, none of the posts showed that the band was either important or significant, which is kind of lame. But anyway, instead, we're going to listen to the track off their new album, self-titled, so called The Samuel Jackson 5. And this is the track Radio Gagarin. And yeah, so you guys decide for yourself if it deserves its own Wikipedia entry. Seeing as everything else has its own Wikipedia entry, I don't see why not. Someone just needs to say that this band is badass, which they are. And yeah, that's about all I have to say for this band. Other than, again, their name is awesome. Such a cool name. But anyway, this is off their self-titled album. This is Radio Gagarin. Don't know what that means, but track is good.
Thank you. Are you a current UBC grad student? If so, then listen up, because the Graduate Student Society lets UBC grads book rooms and spaces in the newly renovated grad student building. Be sure to take advantage of what the facility has to offer. The rooms come equipped with sound systems and can host up to 300 people. Even better, as grad students, you don't have to pay booking fees. Not a grad? Don't worry. The Tia Corner House is open to the public, as in the Corner Pub, opening earlier next year. For more information, contact booking manager Rob at bookings@gss.ubc.ca.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the UBC Westside area at
The Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Grill, Gumdrops, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Alrighty then. So, did anyone catch that? That the Kerner Pub will be opening back up early next year? That's like the best news I've had all day. That's phenomenal. That is by far the best bar at UBC, and it sucked when it got closed down because some underage girl got wasted, fell off a roof, and broke her leg. I hate it when they ruin it for the rest of us. But it was by far the best bar on campus. It had a pool table and a patio. And when I went in first and second year, there was this guy that would always rap at about midnight after he had had way too many in him. It was great. It was really good time. And I'm really happy that bar is opening back up. I was going to say that this next track is probably the coolest thing you'll hear today. But now that I know that the bar is opening back up, I might hold back on that claim. Nah, you know what? No, this is still the best thing you'll probably hear all day. This is from Stephen Wilson, who is from Porcupine Tree. For those who know, Porcupine Tree is just awesome. Like, insanely so. They're from England and have been consistently putting out, like, awesome prog for years, since about 87, and they've put out a lot of material. Thoroughly recommend it. Thoroughly recommend it all. Their most recent one as a band was 2009, called The Incident. Really good stuff, but just in terms of group collaborations and group stuff, they've put out tons. And this is a live show. Steve Wilson is putting out his first solo album called The Raven That Refused to Sing, and it is due out sometime in February, but in a show in Mexico on the 13th of April, just this past April, he played one of the songs off that track live called Luminal, and it's fantastic. I suggest everyone listen to it. I'm going to play it right now, so if you're not doing anything else, do yourself a favor and listen to this track. So yeah, this would be Stephen Wilson, Luminal, live in Mexico. Woo!
Thank you so much. We'll be right back.
to come so far but end up returning to dust.
Oxfam Panache and tips his head.
Laces undone.
He has no truck with idle jet.
Work to be done.
The songs he learned from scratched LPs. Stop sending flow to sip his tea. He sings, but not his
song. They speak of things you'll never know. Thank you.
holy crap. That was awesome. That was phenomenal. I am at a massive loss of words. That was great. The live video was awesome. Very well done. Turns out Steven Wilson has a MacBook. I noticed that. Also, like, four keyboards. Because, you know, you need four. But anyway, this was actually his third solo album. Sorry, I had said first. I don't know if anyone was listening before, but this is going to be his third solo album, which is due out on February 25th. And just a few days ago, he announced that this was indeed going to be his new album, called The Raven That Refused to Sing and Other Stories. He's played some of the tracks live on tour, and he has also a tour plan for the UK and Europe for early 2013. And then he might try to move the band and all that for tours in North and South America. That would be epic. Personally, I wish I had a time machine and could go to Mexico City on April 13th, 2012 and go watch that. That was awesome. Everyone should go listen to Porcupine Tree when you get home. Or if you're home, do it now. Well, after my show is done. Nah, screw it. The rest of Porcupine Tree is probably way better than the things I have. But nonetheless, moving on. Let's switch it up completely. We're going to switch country, style, everything. We're moving now to Denmark, which is in Europe. Yes, it is. I think one of the parts of Europe. I don't know which one. I'm thinking probably not southern, not south. But hey, I don't do geography. Anyway, this is a guy named Jacob Fauholt. He's going to release an album also with another great title. It seems to be the theme of great titles today. Geek Love is the Best Love. Damn straight. But technically geek means someone who bites off the heads of chickens in a circus. I don't know if that was the intention or if he meant, like, geek as a nerd. But either way, if the love of a man or woman whose job it is to bite the heads off of chickens in circuses provides the best love, well then that is a fair statement. I have yet to experience that. But this is a lovely, lovely track called Spider Alert.
It's a spider alert. This monster's breath is heavy. Listen to the ghost stories. Love is hard. Living alone on a bench, dreaming of the weatherman, telling the rain will be over and the sun will shine. I know that this is heavy. I know that this is hard. Always being alert, but you have to breathe slowly. Look for a new start. She will dance again. I know that this is heavy. I know that this is hard.
Here's a spider alert. This monster's breath is heavy. Listen to the ghost stories. Love is hard. Sleep alone on the bench, dreaming of the weatherman.
Thank you.
this is hard. Always being a bird, but you have to breathe slowly. Look for a new star. She will dance again. I know that this is heavy. I know that this is hard. I know that this is heavy. I know that this is hard. Always being a learn, but you have to breathe slowly. Look for a new star.
All right. That was quite a light track compared to what we played before, but still quite good. It reminds me of the morning where it was sunny, and I was all really excited because I hadn't seen the sun in like 2 weeks. And then I was like, oh, I'm not going to wear a coat to school today. I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to dress lightly. And then, as usual in my life, the second I get out the door and make it to the bus stop, it starts getting really cold and overcast, and by the time I get to campus, I should have brought my coat. Yeah, I guess, I mean, this is quite a lesson that we should all be really good at by now, that sun in Vancouver is relatively deceptive in December. But, you know, I'm an idiot and keep thinking this today will be different. But I don't think I'm the only one that does. I was applying to various graduate schools, and one of them in Ontario, I was emailing the lovely lady there who deals with people who don't know anything, and then she ends up on Friday sending me an email that goes, oh, enjoy your weekend in beautiful British Columbia. And I get this on Saturday morning, and I look around my crappy basement apartment in Kits, because I can't afford anything else, and it's raining. It's too depressing to go outside, and I live in a hole in the ground. And then that's when it hit me. Awesome. This is what you think happens, not so much. Not so much. It rains a lot. But it was a good weekend. I watched a lot of British TV. That was really good. It was really funny. And didn't go outside because it was raining. And gross and mucky, and I didn't want to do that. So I spent my lovely weekend inside watching TV in beautiful British Columbia. I feel like that happens a lot. But nonetheless, maybe it'll be sunny this tomorrow? Maybe? We can hope. Doesn't really matter, though. It's by this point, if you're still under the impression it'll be sunny in Vancouver in December, I think you're deluded. But nonetheless, it's better than the freaking cold, which is in Toronto. Speaking of which, the next band I have is a dude from Toronto. Yay. This is a guy, Dean Watson, off his album Imposing Elements. This is called Push 2, and this came out in February 2012. This is quite good. Enjoy.
Hey, Horace, give us 3 shots of your best bourbon. And have that Russian waiter I like bring it over.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Tune into CITR 101.9 FM every Thursday from 10 to 11 a.m. And you can also find the podcast on CITR.ca, iTunes, and my blog, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com.
All right, and for those who don't know, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That was just Push 2 by Dean Watson off his album Imposing Elements, which for some reason reminds me of that Vancouver band Collapsing Opposites, purely because it's somewhat similar. But that has, they're not really similar words, other than the first one ends in ing, and the second one ends in s. I think I'm just going crazy, but that's not really debated. That's more an accepted piece of fact nowadays. But anyway, we are moving on to a band I don't know. I found the city. Well, okay. The band is called Hermetic Delight. Their album is called Heartbeat. It's a 12-inch that they released with 3 tracks. They are from a town or city called Strasbourg. I don't know where that is. I'm going to Google it, though. But really, I no idea. No idea. Anyway, this came out just a few days ago. This is the track by Hermetic Delight, Holy Sister. Enjoy.
We'll be right back.
Well, that was awesome. Yes, so Hermetic Delight. They are from France, four-piece. They've been around for a few years, and they've released three albums, one in last year, October, and one in June this year, and one just now. Good stuff. They actually quite sound like they should be playing somewhere in Vancouver, but they don't. I think they play in France somewhere, or a country near France.